He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
They've taught us to feel powerless. We're not powerless. We're continuing with your phone calls, and I'll get into the economy, the election, the wars, the police state. It's all coming up. Appreciate all of you joining us on this live Sunday transmission. Dan in Vermont, then David, Stewart, Jeff, Don, Tom, Josh, Drew, and others. Dan in Vermont, you're on the air.
Sorry, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for waking me up about a month ago to 9/11 and everything. And I wanted to call in with talk to you about an example. Here in Burlington, Vermont, we have the local government taking a $500 million contract for a big government telecom company, fleecing us out of all of our tax dollars. And then the second anybody says anything about it, oh, you're wrong. You're just you're a Tea Party, or you're evil and scum, and they treat you like crap the second you try to say anything to them. Meanwhile, they have no problem sucking us dry here, and anybody who tries to fight it is just you're labeled some right-wing patriot hater.
Well, that's another good point. In fact, there's big protests all over California and other places where a city manager, even in a small town, I saw one case, was getting $800,000 a year while everybody else is going bankrupt. And it's just like, look, you don't need $800,000 a year to be a city manager taking our tax money and investing it in derivatives and getting your payoff, you little creature. And again, it's just hypocrisy everywhere. And by pointing it out and continuing to counter them, their support's already dissipated. The globalists are already in trouble. We just got to push this over the edge. We're going to beat these people. Good points, Dan. Anything else?
Yeah, just to say that, I mean, thanks for waking me up, and hopefully that more people in this really, really liberal state can kind of just see what the globalists are doing, because they're sucking us dry.
Yeah, how do they like NAFTA? How do they like big government? Everything we told them is happening. And remember, the Republicans have some good lip service, but they're just as bad. Thanks, Dan. Let's talk to David in Canada. David, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy. Good to hear from you.
I'm a great fan of your work, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Well, thanks for putting up with me. What's on your mind?
In terms of your request for hypocrisy items, I guess nothing's more evident in the recent time except for the waivers for McDonald's, et cetera, from health care.
Incredible. Guys, I want to have that when we come back. It's McDonald's, 29 other firms given exemptions. Health care, excellent point. You know what I'm doing here? I'm going to do a YouTube this video on this week on government hypocrisy, and there's so many of them. I want all your ideas for it. That's awesome. Health care. Absolutely.
Yeah, the opportunity to speak to you today. And, you know, of course, you can see that if they can give exemptions for the biggest corporations, and then, of course, many millions of small businesses in the U.S. will have to, of course, pay the health care premiums, that'll hurt impact employment in a very significant way. So that's hypocrisy, like, if nothing else. You mentioned Alec de Tocqueville from the 1840s when he visited America.
The 1840s, yeah.
He mentioned that nowhere in the world was freedom so prevalent as in America, but he also mentioned that nowhere was it so little exercised. And shows that people in Poland, where they would be executed for speaking out, still spoke out, but in America, people didn't. And I think we've still got that kind of culture where Americans are cowed by the fear of being not allowed to, or not being, I guess, socially accepted, right? They won't speak out if they think that someone will malign them. And that's a very serious issue, because people then, even if they have the freedom, they don't exercise it. And, of course, freedom is only available as long as you exercise it.
It's just like muscles, and people sit there and wonder, well, what do we do? What do we do? All I'm giving solutions. All I'm doing is having other guests on with solutions. There's nothing that's a simple silver bullet.
And I think, you know, the key, of course, to America recovering its freedom is through organization. And with both of the major political parties totally contained by the elites or the corporatists who have bought them out, Americans don't have anywhere to turn, really. And so I can understand why they're pretty apathetic and they don't really know what to do.
Or they've been conned so many times that they just don't have any faith. You got to get your faith back, because if you don't, it only gets worse. David, great call. When I come back, I'm going to talk about the hypocrisy issue you raised. The number to join us is 888-201-2244. I'll open the phone lines up again.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
If you get caught accidentally dumping just a little bit of motor oil on your property, you can spend 5 years in prison. But if you, for 20 years, serve out tens of thousands of tons of depleted uranium that is highly radioactive and poisonous, when the Army's own internal reports, we've had the former head of the Army DU program on to talk about this, Doug Rocky, when their own reports show it is a death sentence for troops that use it, lung cancer, sinus cancer, kidney cancer, urethra cancer. There's an example of crazy hypocrisy. But if you just joined us, we had a caller in the last segment say, I've got one, a caller from Canada. He said, McDonald's and 29 other firms get health care coverage waivers, USA Today. Now, that was back about a week and a half ago. And they have millions of employees. But it's not just that it's unfair and discrimination. What about the other hamburger place that's... Let's take Dan's Hamburgers in Austin, Texas. Been around for almost 30 years, great old-fashioned, high-quality hamburgers. Doesn't have all the additives in it. Doesn't make you get nauseous when you eat it. Dan's Hamburgers, they're going to have to get insurance for all their employees, make them pay for it out of their check and match it. So that'll probably make a $3 hamburger go up to $4. We're having to look at what having to buy health care will do here in my little office. I'll probably just have to lay some people off. Bye, you don't have a job anymore. Now I'm taking part of your paycheck to pay for your insurance. I got to match it. I've asked my people if they want it. They're like, no, I'll get it on my own if I want it. But doesn't matter. McDonald's and 29 other firms get health care coverage waivers, and that's why I'm taking your calls. There's so many examples of hypocrisy. Where does it end? I want to hear from you with your specifics. And then, quite frankly, I'm taking all these different points that I've made and you've made. I'm going to make a YouTube video this week that will get a few hundred thousand views conservatively, maybe a million, where I go over the hypocrisy. It's pointing out hypocrisy that brings it down. The mainstream media has the lowest approval rating in history. The Congress, the president, they're all a joke. We've got to discredit these crooks first before we can bring them to justice. We've got to take our states back, take our Congress back. We've got to get a fighting spirit. We've got to realize how they work their scams. We've got to say, no, don't devalue the dollar. Don't pay off the debt that way. Cut taxes and cut government. No, don't allow mortgage companies to take anybody's house they want without even filing the proper paperwork or having deeds. It's on record. They're taking houses all over the country where the people paid for it and they don't even have a deed. I've seen cases where three different banks are trying to take the same house because somebody sold them derivatives like Goldman Sachs. They sell this fraud out there. The owners are coming to get your house, but they don't own your house. I mean, we better recognize this. If we give in to this, it's just going to get worse and worse. You know, repeal NAFTA and GATT. Those are one-sided trade deals. Look at our deal with China. They've been raising all these tariffs. We have no tariffs on them. It isn't fair. It isn't free trade. It's a scam. You like what globalism's done for you? Both parties supporting it? All right, I'm ranting now, but the Department of Health and Human Services says, yeah, your companies get a waiver. So see, in the future, it's only the big globalist companies who get the waivers. You know, I see this all the time in the town I live, where some company comes to Austin and they get total tax exemption. But I sure don't get a tax exemption. This is unfair. This is a scam. This is hypocrisy. All right, I'm going to go back to your phone calls, and I got a bunch of economic news and other key stuff coming up. But right now, because now the Pentagon, I told you this over a decade ago, but now the Pentagon's like, yeah, we are training the military to take over. And I heard troops calling into the local news station going, yeah, we're training for that. Aren't you glad we're going to keep you safe during the collapse? But foreign banks engineered it and quietly started getting the military ready for this. It's in the IMF World Bank Plan 2002, BBC. You ever notice a third world country when you're in it's got troops on the streets? Wherever they've robbed everybody, they got troops on the streets, okay? It's real simple. You better support our troops, turn your guns into them, Alex, or you're some kind of commie. I'm turning my guns in right away. Well, I heard one guy call in to the local show going, yeah, my son's a Marine. He's training for door-to-door gun confiscation. What's wrong with that? You some kind of Al-Qaeda? The country's going down. Troops going to keep you safe. Okay, pal. It'll be somebody else's son coming to take your guns, and you'll probably go, I support America. George Washington's bad. Here it is. I'm a coward. I do whatever I'm told. The country's already gone. Foreign banks took it over a long time ago, but it was illegitimate and done through fraud. You got to stand up and say, hold it right there, mister. You understand? That you got to grow a backbone, pal. Ha! Stuart in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Alex. Hey, man, great job on the Money Bomb. The programming during that day and a half was just outstanding.
Thank you. Yeah, Lou Dobbs, George Norrie, it was insane.
Yeah, it really, really was. Hey, a couple of quick points. There's no shortage of examples of the hypocrisy. One of my favorites is Walmart. And Walmart's a good one to showcase. You know how?
Oh, it came out in the news. I'm sorry. Go ahead, and I'll make my point. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, Walmart. Go ahead. Yeah, they're a great example.
No, it's come out that they get those greeters up there because they've done actuaries that they know when they're statistically going to die as a group. And so they take out insurance on them, and they never tell the family they took insurance out. So they hire grandma for a year, and then they got $2 million on insurance on her. But that came out in Bloomberg 2 months ago that Prudential and others signed a deal 11 years ago with the Department of Defense to steal the death benefits of 6 million dead and dying veterans from World War II through the current wars. And then they just take their insurance money, and the government said that's okay. And I also have Bloomberg reporting they ordered the private pension funds to invest in failed derivatives. That's this year. But again, you're not patriotic if you don't hand over your pension fund. You're not patriotic if you don't take veterans' death benefits. Being patriotic today means worshiping tyranny, worshiping corruption, worshiping the collapse of the country. And so a lot of you out there are into that. You think you're on the winning team because you suck thumbs? Good! All you fake Republicans and Democrats, you're going to get hurt so bad, and you deserve it. But those of us that are awakened are good people, we don't. Go ahead, Stuart, I'm sorry. Give me the hypocrisy of Wally World.
Yeah, it's over the top, and I think that's the good news. The good news is that we've reached what I believe is a very clearly predicted point of confronting the citizenry, and they've war-gamed this out with their data mining, their predictive programming algorithms, and I think they're trying to draw out the opposition, and it's time to illuminate the potential pitfalls that they're setting up, you know, and you do a great job of that. I think you've, illuminated the need to not be violent, not do anything that would give them further ammunition to demonize genuine.
Yeah, Stuart, I'm going to hold you over. Stuart, I'm going to hold you over so you can make your points, but let me just counter this now. You got 300 million people. They're losing their jobs. The banks are robbing them. And anytime somebody resists, they call them a terrorist. Then they search their computer after they've been arrested. And they find thousands of websites they visited. And what do they announce? Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Alex Jones. This guy was a fan of them, so it's their fault. We've got to ban free speech. You got the White House announcing it, all these calls for censorship, because the crooks know they're not going to get. So they create a climate as the 112-point IMF World Bank plan declassified, 2002 to BBC stated. they collapse the economy. Then when people riot, they use that as a pretext to come in and clamp down on everybody. And our media is reporting thousands are protesting in Greece and Spain. Thousands are protesting in Italy. Thousands are protesting in France. I've been checking the French news and the Greek and Spanish news. There are millions per major city. You're talking 20, 30% of every city. They are taking over, and our controlled corporate prostitute media is telling us a few thousand are on the street, Stuart.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you're doing a great job. Luke is doing a great job. I particularly like his bullhorning of the police lines at one of the, like maybe it was the G20, I forget which event it was. But, you know, appealing to the police and the military, I think, has phenomenal potential.
And what has started all over Europe, the police are now joining with the people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the oath keepers, you know, the fact that they're demonizing them so consistently shows us that's what they're worried about. They're worried about this ongoing awakening within the police and the military. They can't bring in enough foreign troops.
I tell you what, Stuart, stay there. I want you to finish up, then Jeff, Don, Tom, Josh, Drew, and others, 888-201-2244. I want your example, though, Stuart, of hypocrisy when we come back. People can talk about whatever they want, but I at least want your example of hypocrisy. And look, I get angry and upset because I've studied history. I know how real this is. You understand we're going to be a completely collapsed third world hellhole?
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than you.
Look, I'm ranting and raving because I know what I'm talking about. I understand this takeover that's happening to our nation and the rest of the planet. I know how criminal it is. I mean, looking at Bill Clinton saying, get ready to run Hillary and he'll fix the banking mess. It was Bill Clinton who spearheaded getting rid of Glass-Steagall Act to allow the thousands of trillions, even the Washington Post says 600 trillion, but the real numbers are about 1.5 quadrillion, according to the economists we've talked to. They're the ones that created these tens of thousands of trillions, actually, not tens or even hundreds, but thousands of trillions, in fiat financial counterfeit paper to buy everything up. And now because they've got all this ill-gotten fraud that we've got to back up with our tax money, everybody's got to bow down and lick their boots. That's coming up. But, Stuart, finish up the point you were going to make. What's your bottom line take on what some of the worst hypocrisy is out there?
Well, the big picture stuff, you know, you've covered really well. In my local community here, you know, we've got, you know, what appear to be illegal immigrant food stands, you know, every four blocks. And right in the middle of this neighborhood, they raided this organic food market that got all the coverage. And it's absolutely ridiculous because God only knows, you know, how or where this fruit is grown.
Exactly. Another great point. If a 10-year-old gets caught with a lemonade stand, they get a $150 fine, but the illegals are all left alone because they're part of the globalist takeover.
Yeah.
That's another great point. Okay, what are some of the other pitfalls, Stuart, you wanted to mention of how they're trying to set up the movement against tyranny?
Well, I think the main one, one of the main ones, is, you know, co-opting and controlling the movement as it gains power. And we're at a very, very powerful point now. I think the Glenn Beck gambit is a good example of them wanting to put the focus of the problem on the low-level pawns and shift the focus away from the steering committees, if you will, behind the scenes. And I think we need to avoid that, you know, avoid letting them shift our focus from where it needs to be, which is on the New World Order mechanisms of control and deception.
All right, Stuart, great points. Appreciate your call. Let's talk to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Big example. It's an old one, but it came out in this book called Imperial Cruise from about the time of the Spanish-American War when the Marines basically went into the Royal Palace in Hawaii and at gunpoint kicked out the Queen. Guess who they appointed governor of Hawaii? He was the head of the Hawaiian Pineapple Company. One guess as to what his last name was.
I forget.
It was Dole.
Oh, that's right.
It's a very important book. It's by the guy who wrote Flags of Our Fathers, James Bradley, because it goes into a lot of the eugenics that people like Teddy Roosevelt were promoting, and it talks about how they made deals with Japan, basically gave them the green light to go invade Korea. You should check it out.
I did know about that, and I knew about Dole and United Fruit taking over Latin America and being involved with the pineapples in Hawaii. And again, back then it was okay in their minds to go kill some brown people for their land. The point is, this is now being done to everybody. And it was wrong to the Native Americans. It was wrong to the Hawaiians. It's wrong what they're doing to us. But no one's going to protect us but ourselves. Great point. Anything else, sir?
There's one example in this book. It's a picture. It shows our troops waterboarding a Filipino when they were taking over the Philippines.
Well,
things just have not changed.
You know who was involved in the Philippines? Smedley Butler was the 2-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, in line to be the Commandant of the Marine Corps. They tried to hire him in the 30s, and this came out in the McCormick-Dickstein House committees, to stage a martial law takeover in the U.S., but he said no and blew the whistle. But he wrote the book, War is a Racket. He overthrew country after country and finally went public with it.
There's this quote from Teddy Roosevelt's wife when she was talking about her servants. It says, if they had our brains, they'd have our place.
I appreciate your call, Jeff. Good point. Let's go to Don in Michigan. Don, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just wanted you to do it. If you could take 1 second to address, I have a 20-year-old and 11-year-old daughter sitting right here, and I'm trying to slowly introduce them into what's going on. I don't want to scare them, but to me it's so important that they learn, and especially my 20-year-old, she's in college. I don't want her to be too influenced by the college environment. But if you could just give them a brief overview or a quick insight on what they should be careful of and what they should pay attention to. I respect everything you say, and I completely appreciate what you're doing. With that, I'll shut up and go to the next caller when you're done.
Well, thank you, Don. I'll let you go and then try to answer that question. What do I say to you about college? Unless you're getting an engineering degree or a medical degree or something, more and more, they don't pay off, you know, when you get a degree. I mean, if you'll pay for it as daddy, then it's got some value. It's another bubble, another racket in many cases. The Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, they teach an anti-America, anti-family agenda. They have the fake left agenda, the fake right agenda. I would tell them get involved with Campaign for Liberty and libertarian constitutional ideas. I would tell them don't ever get into drugs. Most of that shipped in by the government so they can then put you in their private prisons that are owned by the big money launderers. Yeah, you go to prison in the drug dealer's prison, so they make money on both ends. That's how they get you back into slavery. Remember, family always comes first. It's only family that's going to care about you in a pinch, and that the colleges are there to try to indoctrinate you, by and large. I mean, it varies. There are some good professors and instructors, don't let the colleges, you know, brainwash you with their diversity training that you're bad. I mean, it really just goes to that point. But I hope that I would give them the Obama deception, Fall of the Republican. You don't have to buy the DVDs. You don't have to buy Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. People do because they want the highest quality and it supports us. We couldn't do it without them. But, you know, hundreds of millions of views with all these films on YouTube and Google. Just type in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. When you type Endgame in, you don't get chess move links or Samuel Beckett plays. You get my film. When you type in Obama, one of the top three links is the Obama deception. Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the film I produced, Invisible Empire, Loose Change, Final Cut. Just search those terms. And because, I mean, I could sit here in just a minute or two and try to talk to your daughters, but it's just best if they watch Endgame, watch the Obama deception, watch Fall of the Republic, and then on obamadeception.net, whatistheendgame.com, there's a full online bibliography. And so they're out of college. I mean, they're out of high school. They're now in college. They know how to use a bibliography. So when they're watching the film, they can sit there with the film on one computer or a TV and then another computer open, with every link, every bill, every statement, everything we say, just right there. Tell your daughters, don't take birth control. Most times it's got a system built into it, depending on the type, to sterilize or reduce your fertility. Tetanus shots, they've caught adding hormones to it to sterilize your daughters. The Gardasil shot maims and kills women in mass. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Tell them, don't let the teachers tell them to get on Prozac because it's the cool thing to do. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Join us each Saturday evening at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, for 4 hours of refreshing yet provocative discussion. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Please join us next Saturday when our very special guest will be Dr. Dan Junker. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition, the 17th of October, 2010. I've got some other election news I want to hit on, but as negative and scary as things are, it's positive to admit how dire our straits are so we can set about fixing it. This cop-out that it can't happen here, that it won't happen here, is why a lot of people have allowed things to go this far. And this country still has incredible wealth. And in a way that anesthetizes people, it kind of socially fogs their reason or drugs them to just hope things are going to get better right around the corner. They're not. The globalists are openly announcing world government, openly announcing global taxes. The federal government's openly announcing plans to take your pension funds and tax them in the name of protecting them, of course, after they've already looted them and had them invest in derivatives. But the good news is just 3 years ago, no major neocon host that reached total 60, 70 million people every day on talk radio would talk about world government or talk about the New World Order. But to stay pertinent, to stay relevant, they're now forced to, because myself and Ron Paul and many others and you out there spread the word and showed people the proof. So now we're having a real debate. Now almost every American in Gallup polls knows that the Federal Reserve is private and wants to abolish it. It's over 80% now. Now we're identifying the crooks. Now we're having an effect. And that's beautiful. I want to talk about him getting Hillary Clinton ready to run for president and how serious this is. And the Republicans set to sweep the House, probably even the Senate. But I want to rampage through your calls right now. Tom, Josh, Drew, Victoria, Scott, Gary, I am, Karen, Rick, and others. Try to get to at least those 10 calls. Let's talk to Tom in Wisconsin. Tom, you're on the air.
Alex, can you hear me worldwide?
Worldwide, brother.
That's awesome. Well, I wanted to start right away by saying that police acting as corporate officers, killing people openly and going free is my big bugaboo. It really bothers me.
Okay, that's a great hypocrisy I was thinking about during the break. Have you heard this cop at the G20s, an activist was blowing bubbles from 10 feet away. Bubbles were coming near him. And the cop said, I'm going to arrest you if you blow more bubbles. They did arrest him. And the cop is suing the person for defamation when they're in a public role. I'm sure they're going to lose in case the fool settles, you know, with them. They're also suing YouTube. But remember in Maryland, and by fool, I'm saying the people that are being sued are fools if they settle. In Maryland, the guy's riding his motorcycle, has a camera mounted on his helmet. That's popular to do. A lot of people do that. The cop pulls him over, unmarked, pulls a gun out on him. They arrest the guy for videotaping the cop when the cop clearly knew the law. He had no perception of privacy. And there's thousands of cases all over the country where they're arresting people for filming cops. Even when they come to your own business to raid you and you have surveillance tapes and you release it later, they're arresting you for wiretapping when if it's in a public place or your own business, there's no perception of privacy and they're losing in court. The courts are saying, no, you have a right to videotape police in public places or on your own property. But it shows the hypocrisy that they've got cameras up surveilling us and warrantless wiretaps and big brother this, big brother that. But then if we videotape them, remember Pennsylvania. Thousands of photos taken of kids at home off the school laptops. Okay, but the government's saying that that's okay. They're saying that all of that is all right. Okay, so they're saying that they're going to surveil us, but then we can't publicly videotape them. I mean, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and you know, there was a USA Today article on the front page that featured an incredible image of that state patrolman getting out of his car, out of his patrol car, after he had very quickly pulled up in front of the guy, kind of almost like haphazardly, and getting out in pure rage with his gun drawn. And they showed a fuzzy image of that in a total propaganda piece where it made it about, is it okay that citizens record the police because it might interfere with how they act? When if anybody who listens to Alan Watt will agree with me when I say that he always says that whenever this surveillance technology is put into place, it changes the way people behave. And it's a total hypocrisy. It is.
Well, hold on. Why are police always getting caught turning their squad car cameras off? Because they want to use it on us, but not on themselves. Tom, great point, great hypocrisy that you're pointing out. Let's talk to Josh. Who's up next? Who was I talking to, Josh? So I was just talking to Josh. We're going to Josh next. Josh in PA, you're on the air.
Alex. So I want to give you my example of government hypocrisy, and I'm actually directly involved in it. 2004, it was a mortgage fraud issue. In 2004, 2006, I worked for a mortgage company in California. I can't get too much specifics because I'm actually still involved in this federal case. But I left the company in 2006. I was approached by two different federal agencies that wanted to investigate my former boss for supposedly committing between $6 to $12 million in mortgage fraud. And they have labeled it the largest mortgage scheme in the history of the United States, which we now know is not true. But what's interesting enough is $6 to $12 million, and this man, which he's not a good man anyway, but the point is, for $6 to $12 million, they want to try to do 15 to 20 years. But yet you have Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Bank of America who just completely loots the American people for $55 billion and gets a $550 million fine. So
that's right. They've said, oh, you're going to get a fine for a fraction of what you did. It's admitted fraud, but that's okay. And they always burn mid-level or low-level people, you know, just to put it up on TV. Oh, look, they're doing something, because the J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs people literally fill almost every regulatory position. It's a revolving door. They give bailouts to themselves, to their own bank accounts.
It's even worse, too, because it's also about enslaving the American people to work for slave labor in these private corporations, which are really jails, for them to continue. It's as effective for the global elite for, you know, offshoring. It's the same concept. They want to continue enslaving us to produce products for them to continue getting rich off of. So it's this ongoing situation, and I just, you know, once again, thank you, because you definitely opened up my eyes for the last year. I've been listening to you diligently, so thank you.
Well, Josh, thank you. Let me ask you this quick question. How horrifying is it for you when they admittedly are taking houses that are even paid for, not just not having the deeds or selling it many, many times over and no one knowing who has it, or multiple banks trying to foreclose on the same house? Or I've also seen mainstream reports, it's also confirmed by listeners calling me, I always get the calls before it's even in the news, where they have, you know, a few programs. Well, you can renegotiate your mortgage. So you go in to do it. They tell you you're doing that. You sign papers, and then they laugh at you and take your house. Now they've already passed the law. Obama hasn't signed it yet, to allow the banks with no paperwork or anything to just take anything they want. So we already know there's fraud, and the government's answer is, we'll make this legal. Well, that's like the Supreme Court making it legal that blacks weren't humans. Blacks are still humans, even if the Supreme Court 100-and-something years ago said they were humans, or two-thirds human. So, you know, Congress can't certify that, say, Barack Obama is allowed to barbecue small children on the front lawn of the White House. Congress can't certify they're allowed to warrantlessly wiretap citizens. Congress can't certify that torture is okay. I mean, it just makes them complicit criminals. They, you know, they can't just wave a wand and make something legal.
Well, this is what they do. This is what they continue to do. I mean, I've watched, myself and a couple of the other associates that actually worked for this guy, we were helping people. And it's really fascinating, because you see that, you know, it really, at the end of the day, it's not about helping people. You know, the government doesn't care about helping people. They just want to look like they're helping people, so they continue, once again, having a scapegoat, the smaller little minions, the small people that at the end of the day they can just kind of push the dirt on. And, you know, let their Gestapo, Stasi, FBI, and, you know, Treasury Department agencies run people over and just continue promoting this ideology of fear in the American people.
Great points, Josh. No, it's total hypocrisy. I'm going to try to jam in as many calls as I can, but I need to get into election news first, briefly, on the other side. Of course, we'll be covering this in more detail, all of it, tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, with a weekday broadcast. There's another way to fight the globalist. I can't think of any radio show more effective. Please spread the word about our show.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world. Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so here's some of the political news. Rasmussen predicts GOP gain of 55 in the House. They may even win the Senate. Poll shows those craving for change now look to the GOP, kind of like they look to Obama. But here's the good news. Pro-establishment Republicans in almost every primary have lost to people like Rand Paul. Pro-establishment Democrats like Specter have been losing to anti-establishment Democrats. The Democrats are now running, a whole bunch of them, as anti-Pelosi. So they're running away from establishment types. This is a major political realignment. But here's the really scary news. Bill Clinton back on campaigning for everybody that helped Hillary run for president against Obama. And the Democrats are openly talking about Joe Biden at least stepping down, as you know, in the last 2 weeks, and Hillary running for vice president maybe even for president, maybe even Obama not running. Well, as bad as Obama is, and he's bad, this is Bill Clinton. This is, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. How dare you? How dare you? Oh. This is missile secrets of the Chinese. This is the reported rapist. I mean, this guy, Hillary, total globalist, anti-gun, the original harbinger of government socialist health care. And this is the guy. I mean, this is what you explain about Hillary. This is the guy and the lady. This is the dynamic duo, the co-president, Hillary Clinton. She's already been president once, according to Bill. These are the people that honchoed through, not just NAFTA and GATT, but the end of Glass-Steagall that allowed the megabanks to create over $1,000 trillion in fake counterfeit instruments, derivatives, credit default swaps, all of it. I mean, this is, oh, boy, yes, Democrats, Obama didn't deliver. Remember all those Obama supporters? Oh, thank you, President. I don't have to worry about my car payment. I don't have to worry about my house payment. I don't have to, worry about anything. Everything's fixed because of Obama. Here you are, a year and a half, almost 2 years later. Everything fixed for you? Answer is no. So they're really gearing up for that in a big way. Merkel says German multiculturalism has failed the country. Reuters, everybody's fighting with each other. The foreigners they brought in for reduced wages are destroying the infrastructure, and they're admitting it's destroying their country. So that's just some of the news on that front. But they do make good voters to vote for socialism. So that's just some of the news there. And then four fuel depots shut down in Paris, reduced as French protests escalate. And in all these articles from Greece and Spain and everywhere, they're saying thousands are protesting. It's not thousands, it's millions per country, sometimes millions per city. Another example of how the media lies and manipulates in their hypocrisy when they go around and try to police the alternative media. So that's just some of the news on that front. You know, I said I'd get into this today, and I covered it a lot Thursday and Friday. But government trains troops to run American cities. You can go read this Paul Joseph Watson, PrisonPlanet.com article, and it links to ABC News 50. It links to the Army Times. You can just read it for yourself, where they openly say the military is being trained for during a financial collapse to save America and stop protesters. Well, the military, I'm not going to say, are bad people. But they've definitely been given illegal criminal missions overseas, and now the mission's going to be here domestically. They've already got DWI checkpoints run by Marines, the Army. All of this is to introduce troops on the streets of America, another sign of what the banksters have done to this country. So you need to talk to everybody you know in the military and explain to them how serious this is. And everyone needs to see my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. I made my first three Police State films going back over 10 years ago, but all my newest data is in the film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, available at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead now, and let's talk to Drew in Minnesota. Drew, you're on the air.
Alex, my example of hypocrisy is if an individual files affidavits in court that are contain falsehoods and fraud, typically they are in danger of going to jail and having their case totally thrown out in court. What we have here is apparently hundreds of thousands of fraudulent affidavits have been used to foreclose and kick out American families out of their homes.
Yeah, it's actually nearing a million in the month of September, the latest numbers we have, 100,000 in 1 month. So it's over a million.
And this, I think, is calling into question millions of real estate transactions that have occurred in the past several years if the underlying documents are fraudulent.
Yeah, that's why people always moved here, because in the U.S. you could get real clear title of the property, but now that's all over, and the government has passed the law, Obama has not signed it yet, to allow banks to take any property they want with no paperwork. I mean, that's CNBC. Does that sound like a free society to you?
No, sir, it does not. Also, one other quick point. Are there derivatives contracts where they will massively profit if they lose money on a foreclosure sale? In other words, that's what I suspect is happening, is that they don't want these modifications to go through, because if they foreclose on the house and they lose a big paper loss, they can get derivatives winnings on that multiple times with property worth.
Well, we're going to have an expert in Wednesday for 3 hours on this, but they make money every angle you can imagine. I mean, they sell governments and institutions, this is on record, derivatives that don't even have property backed by them. That's why you'll have two, three, in some cases, banks trying to foreclose on the same house because they were all sold it. Look, when they announced 2 months ago, Bloomberg reported it, they admitted it in court, Prudential was just one company, that they signed a secret, and Prudential, when they got caught in court, you know, headline, Prudential signed secret deal with Veterans Affairs to take death benefits. People pay insurance when they're in the military if they get killed or when they die later that their widow's going to get the money. They take their life insurance, and the government made the deal with them. I mean, folks, the government's so corrupt, I don't even have words to describe this, Drew. I mean, they're acting like they're invincible, like they can do anything, Drew.
Yeah, it appears that way, and it appears that the government isn't doing much in response at this point.
Actually, it's doing quite a bit, trying to pass a law to say it's legal. And they're trying to – we second the fraud. We're all for it. All right, now look, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 calls. There's no way to get to all of them, but I'll try. Victoria in Montana, you're on the air, Victoria.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
And you, my double standard that I want to talk about, I had three, but I only talk about one. The so-called Child Protective Services illegally take babies from their parents to supposedly protect them, but yet the government forcefully take away our money and taxes to murder and kill babies through legalized abortions and then perform experiments on live, conscious, aborted babies and use them as resource materials for corporate products and profits.
By the way, that's on record, and for those with the John Irish baby, Thursday the court ordered the baby released because it turned out they had a criminal record for another John Irish. That's a pretty common name in New Hampshire. A lot of Irishes in that area. And the hypocrisy is I was watching Fox News Friday afternoon, and they were still demonizing the Irish family, saying they hope the CPS still takes the baby and saying nothing about the fact that they had the wrong guy on the paperwork. What do you think about that?
They need to be shut down because they're corrupt, and they need to have that godlike power taken away from them and then have some new legal guidelines and procedures set up for them because they're out of control. And also the second part of that solution is to fire 95% of our out-of-control government and teach the other 5% the Constitution and make them follow it.
Exactly. They are our employees. They are servants, not officials, authorities, and tyranny is when your government gets out of control and starts robbing you. And who can doubt, Victoria, that we've gotten to that situation? And you know, their response to us waking up to them is to start stealing, you know, 10 times faster. God bless you. Appreciate the call. And for those that don't know, they do, on record, in the U.S. and in China, keep aborted babies third trimester alive, partial birth. They do keep them alive and do medical experiments on them. You can search that. But I guess you're bad if you're against that. You know, it's like in Travis County, I've got to pay for abortions. Only counting it, I've got to pay for people to kill their babies, elective abortions. I've got to pay taxes. I pay for the hospital district, a whole new tax every year on my little operation. Texas won't be a haven for business much longer, I'm here to tell you. And I've got to pay for babies to be murdered. And that's just the way it is. And under the health care bill, it's in there. I got to pay for babies to be killed, but it gets better. Bill Gates is now out going, you bet there's death panels. And he tells teachers, you'll get 10 jobs if we kill Granny. Remember that? And the cover of Newsweek, the case for killing Granny. Once they get the wealth all under their control, then they all make us fight over it once it's been socialized, once it's been collectivized. We're out of time. Sorry to all the other callers. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job to the crew. Just get out there and take on the New World Order and spread the word about the radio show at InfoWars.com and all the stations you listen to it on.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We have
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.